Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Listening into that conversation, thanks, by the way, for staying with us, was Khanit Hendricks, Aljuma leader, who's been very patient with us. Thank you so much, Mr. Hendricks, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening. Thank you very much.
Mr. Hendricks, you and I spoke sometime this time last week, and you were adamant that you were not going to join the GNU. What's changed since then?
Look, the rules of engagement changed, and we were influenced by the narrative of the media and also the narrative of Alan Zeller, which was completely unacceptable. And after we engaged with the big seven of the ANC, actually there were five of them, the president and deputy president wasn't present, and we engaged with a delegation from the NEC of the ANC and a delegation of the National Working Committee, everything changed. And we also then discussed with some of the members of the Progressive Caucus. In fact, I also spoke to the general, and he told me that, quite a number of issues changed, and the original draft get a statement of intent has dramatically changed, which opened the way for Al Jamaa to reconsider its position. So the narrative by the media was false. They misled the public. The narrative of the Alan Zeller was false. They also misled the public. And we then reconsidered, and we were very impressed with the roadmap that was put before us, which will lead to a social compact. And being in the trade union movement, you know, we are used to the concept of a social compact, but obviously it will be a bit different. In the case of a union environment, there's a wage freeze and there's also a freeze on commodities and prices. But coming back to what impressed us was that before the social compact, which is the end game, which will there would be a policy conference, and we imagine on foreign policy, on fiscal policy, and before that there will be national dialogue. And what impressed us about the national dialogue was that civil society will have oversight over the manifesto promises of the 10 parties, and they will be part of a process where the priorities would be established. A budget will then follow. Line items will follow to implement the manifesto promises. So the 10 political parties will be able to meet their commitments, their promises to the electorate. The silver bullet, of course, was that if you're in the National Assembly, it's numbers that count. But now that we're going to be in what I call a National Political Assembly, which we have in Joburg at the moment on the local level, any disputes won't be decided by first past the post, what's the scoreboard, winner takes all. It will be decided by a process of alternative dispute resolution. And so there is an opportunity then for a small party like Al Jamaa, with only two seats, to get the position heard and considered on its merits and not in terms of numbers. So we then took a decision. We were the last party to join the Government of National Unity. As you know, two other parties belonging to the Progressive Caucus. We didn't leave the caucus. We just decided to join because at our first meeting, it was agreed among the six parties that we will throw our weight behind the ANC so that they don't have to rely on the DA. And so there was nothing wrong with the Patriotic with the PAC and also UDM to join the government of national unity. So 1 hour before the deadline, because there was a deadline for the statement of intent signed by parties to be presented to the presidency. So as there was only an hour left, and by that time we felt that the rules of engagement have changed to our satisfaction and to the satisfaction of the UDM and other parties, we need to show solidarity, unite, so that the DA don't get its way with the narrative that it was pushing with the help of the media.
Well, what has changed? You are the very first party to tell a lot of us in the media that you actually had the statement of intent and others actually hadn't had sight of it. What has changed between what we, I mean, what I don't even know, I don't even know if everybody's seen the current one.
Yeah, and what has changed is that the narrative of the media and Alan Zeller was that they will have veto powers, that it's a coalition agreement between the ANC and the DA, and all other parties that want to join will have to get the approval of the DA. Now, that was a lie, because the first party to join the Government of National Unity was, in fact, the Patriotic Alliance. Then it was followed by Inkatha, and only later the ANC, as the DA, joined. So the DA was peddling a false narrative that they have a coalition with the DA, and secondly, any other political party that now wants to come on board, you know, the DA has to be consulted. Then they also spoke about proportional representation, and also that the point that they made was that the ANC did not win the election, so they just will have to, and they need the DA, so they just will have to follow and implement what the DA wants. And we know that that means that the DA disrespected the Constitution. The Constitution says that only the president can decide on the cabinet. It says that only the portfolio committees, which is a multi-party structure in parliament, can decide on the chairman's for different committees. So the DA, first of all, disrespected parliament. They disrespected, disrespected the constitution, and then disrespected the speaker and parliament by wanting upfront certain chairmanship positions. And now they've gone further today by saying that they also want to have a say in the appointment of director generals. So we know that the public service commission, you know, they have rules with regard to appointments. So the DA wanted to override everyone, the constitution, parliament, and also the public service commission.
Mr. Hendricks, I want to stick to.
So that has changed. Now, you can't tell me that is not a change.
Well, that's
because all that is lies, it's not going to happen.
Mr. Hendricks, let's talk about the statement of intent. And I'm saying to you, the document you had initially and what you have now subsequently signed, has that changed?
Yes, it has changed.
And you're telling me that the document that you've signed subsequent to your engagements and your input does not have the Section 24, for instance, that the DA is speaking of?
Look, the interpretation of the DA is completely different, and we went by what the media was saying and Alan Zeller was saying. So the Section 24 is overridden by the Constitution. No document that you prepare that violates the Constitution can trump the Constitution.
Except that the document you've signed is exactly the same as the document you received the first time. That's what I just want clarity on.
Well, you will also understand that the document, the new document, the revised document, is not the same.
Okay. What is in the revised document?
I don't have it in front of me, so I can't give you the details. But what I want to say is the new document makes it clear that only the president has the right to appoint cabinet ministers.
All right. Appreciate your time. This is Al Jamaa's leader, Hanif Hendricks, and they have now shifted. We spoke to them last week. They now also have joined the Government of National Unity.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.